Welcome back to Sense, Sensibility, and Chaos, the podcast that believes the grass is always greener on the other side of the forest.
I'm busy. My heart says go to the woods, but all the mosquito bites say avoid it at all costs.
I'm well read. I once researched how to live off-grid and ended up crying because I can't even fix my printer.
And I'm Tall Girl. I love nature from a safe distance, like through a cabin window with central air. Today, we're exploring why everybody's obsessed with leaving the city, whether moving to the woods is actually as dreamy as it looks online.
Hi, guys.
Hello, lady.
Hello. So everybody has a cabin in their head?
Oh, it's a tiny cabin with a composting toilet and solar panels. And yeah, it is.
Never thought about it.
I have a compound that's like basically it's the state of Maine. Like if I'm going to dream, I'm going to dream really big. I think I texted you guys or maybe I meant to the other night, but like no disrespect to the people of Prince Edward Island, but can we just take over Prince Edward Island and like just have a girl compound for rational, sane people who just want to make raspberry jam and cordial and things?
Dreamy.
Like, there's cows, there's seafood, there's berries, there's potatoes. It's basically all we need to survive in one contained island. Zero disrespect to the people of PEI, but can we have your island? We have a flag.
How petty is there of us? No,
we have a flag.
I think that the remoteness sings to us. It's like a siren song. It's like, come avoid everyone. People suck.
I think for certain types of people, especially, the idea of being on your own and free tends to be a fantasy that is, it's an escape fantasy. Yeah, it's 100% to not have to have any responsibilities to anyone else.
Well, I think that's not fair because just because you go live out in the woods or so doesn't mean you don't have responsibility to others. It just means that maybe you're out of the rat race of hustle and bustle. That's why I, because
like, I don't want to be the guy in the forest who doesn't shower for the next 40 years and only comes into town once a year for whiskey and tobacco.
Okay, that's
like,
fair.
I just, you get to choose your neighbors. Your neighbors are a decent distance away from you, and they may just stop by with freshly churned butter. So, like, the raspberries are ready for picking. Like, you know, and the entire town rejoices and takes the day off to go raspberry picking. These are my fantasies.
Are we living in some, like, MGM, like...
Shut up, yes.
Okay.
It's in color.
Seven Brides for Seven Brothers in real time.
Don't forget the sorrel.
That's right.
Come on. You want to go to a barn building. You want to see some axe throw in. Like, you know, it's almost worth being snowed in through the gap for the winter.
I'm okay with, like, being off. But then I don't want to just restrict it to just woods. Like, I don't necessarily want to be on, like, a beach secluded. But
Prince Edward Island has forest and beach and lake.
Or, you know, like we were talking earlier about meme I saw where it was walled, like enclosed medieval like villages in Italy, and you have multiple houses. That I would take that too, because then we could have a group of us just have our own, each everyone has their own house. We could have like one house for like storage and all that stuff, and then people can't come in if we don't want them to. It's
The wall around the town really helped.
So like
that.
An HOA, but there's no board. There's literally just a 15-foot wall that says, no, we don't want your pink flamingos here.
And they're towers. If it could have a moat, I'd also be happy.
Why worry about the moat? What if it smells in the summer? Like, isn't that how half the... If you dump your raw sewage in the moat, your summer moat is an unpleasant moat.
Not to mention it tends to be standing water, so mosquitoes.
But then again, if this is just our fantasy, your moat is crystal clear and like the sword in the stone kind of thing. Like it's just.
Yeah, we have enough fish in the ponds or in the moat so that they eat the bugs.
Can it be like salmon and tuna so we don't have to go far to like our moat is also our sushi farm, so
Well,
like
we'd have to have a salinated moat, and I'm not sure how that would work out. So,
again, in fantasy world, why are we limiting? You're like, oh, I want a solar panel and some wood chips in my toilet. I'm like, I want a self-salinating pond slash moat in an island where nobody's offended, I take over.
my logic brain tends to kick in.
Well, maybe the moat feeds into our mill, like the water, and keeps it moving. So that is where the water flow always goes.
We
And we.
draw energy for the salination, desalination process. So your solar panels also feed the energy for our salination, desalination, sashimi farm slash grain mill.
I
Do you
mean,
guys often suffer from delusions? Yes. And I speak about my hypothetical.
I don't suffer. I enjoy every moment of it. Thank you.
Absolutely. I do not suffer from insanity. It is a blast.
Look, people buy a $2 lottery ticket and they're like, oh, my speedboat. And I'm like, oh, my cabin in the woods where I can still get seamless delivery. Like,
Right?
near a water supply. I'd like fresh water supply, please. I don't
You
know
would drink
about a water.
unfiltered water?
Well, I would want to have an access to it if we can't
Like
get it.
moving water, not like you're gonna raw milk and start drinking stream water of questionable. Okay. I was like, wow.
No.
Wow, your off-grid and mine don't look the same. My off-grid comes with life straw.
I mean, I think with the when you're talking about still getting seamless or delivery service, we need to have at the end of the driveway, you have a little robot and they open it up and they kind of put it in a little container and then there's a pathway and then we just move it up to the driveway so then it comes to us and so they don't have to go crazy up the driveway and like approach our piece, but we can. You didn't think of that, did
No, I was
you?
stuck the other day waiting for an elevator and I was talking to this guy and they're like, oh, the rise of AI and bots. I'm like, no, I want a robot. I want one to like gently cradle me and carry me up the stairs like I'm a child when I'm old. Like, I don't fear the robots. I can't wait for the one that comes to take care of me because it's like, oh, weak human. Let me diaper and powder your butt for you.
Yeah, so we get that. So then this way that we could still get any deliveries and it goes on a little track up kind of like a train, a little, cargo train up the driveway or underground, however we build it. Maybe underground so that we don't have to oh goodness, worry about winter if we have a lot of snow or anything. And it just goes underground, goes to us, no bugs.
I did see one of those prepper kind of whatever they built it. There's like a driveway ramp that goes under the house, and
Yep.
you basically you're an underground parking lot, which is right below the kitchen. So
Yes.
there's a ramp that either takes the food off to the long-term storage facility, or there's like a elevator shaft up to the kitchen, so like your bulk groceries get
Oh, I
elevated up.
definitely want a dumb waiter.
And I was like, oh,
If I have more than one
okay.
floor, a dumb waiter is the way to go.
My
Like you watch some of these and it's just like shipping containers in the ground and I'm like, one earthquake and this is gonna cave in. I saw these guys with the underground driveway and I was like,
Someone I
I could
know
be a prepper. I could be a prepper.
had built the house and the kitchen was on the second floor. So the driveway came up to the ground floor, but then they had a second driveway that came around the back up a hill around to the kitchen level so that your car can go straight there and you pull
Genius.
right into the kitchen.
Oh, that was kind of like that
Genius.
mold cabin we rented.
Oh,
The
yeah.
one with the heated pool that almost burnt us to death.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was the better parking spot by far.
Absolutely. Yeah, you have it kind of go up so that it's right there. But also for this, so what is it that you think if you had this money and you can go away to the woods and disconnect, and it's not even money because we sold places we have now and just up and move. What is it that draws you to that fantasy? And what stops you from making a reality?
You too, because in all my fantasies, you guys come with. So whatever motto I have won, it's not me alone in the woods. It's me kidnapping you two, and after the first 3 years of chaining you
It's
to your
not
cabins, you'll
kidnapping if it's
stay.
no, if it's not kidnapping, it's voluntary.
It's not, yeah, if we go willingly.
Guys, get in the van. I have coffee crisps. Don't ask any questions.
There will be signs, I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, no, there's definitely going to be signs.
Oh, if
Get in,
money
losers. We're
wasn't an
going.
object, we would be gone today. Like, close enough to town. Like, I don't mind people and I do like imported cheese, but like the self-sustaining aspect, the like, not to be trad wife, but like to cook your own meals, to make your own food, to garden your own stuff, to kind of just be self-sufficient in a way that when you choose to interact with society, you can. But otherwise, like, you have the time to get up and make your own bread because you don't have to rush to be places kind of stuff. Like, you eat seasonally because that's what's in your garden versus like, mangoes, avocados 365 days a year kind of thing.
Now, here's the thing though. In these scenarios, are we working or have we hit lotto or some unknown relative that we have sent us money? Like, what is this scenario? Are you just saying, like, in my scenario, I always think that it would have to be like I work remotely somewhere as well.
Oh no, we're independently wealthy, but you can choose.
Oh,
Like, I wouldn't give up my charity
okay.
work,
If
but
you're
I
gonna have the
wouldn't
fantasy, you
work.
might as well do it right, right?
No, that's fine. I just didn't know that's how we were rolling in this fantasy. All right, cool.
Okay. If I hit Powerball, just get in the van, don't ask questions.
Listen, I got.
If somebody just lovingly decides to give us their Vermont farm and, like tax-free, yes, we would work remotely, so we would need some kind of a internet setup. But to start the day with fresh eggs, it wouldn't be the worst thing. To like maintain this is like work. So either we have a farmhand that we have to pay for, and or we have to do it ourselves because the cows need to milk it twice a day. Oh, there's like an intense amount of work. So like we would either need a farmhand or we would have. That's just my whole little fantasy right there. What the hell's the Farmhand John or whatever the hell his name is. Kind of like the Martha Stewart version of it. Like you have it, but there's an entire team of people taking care of it for you, so you can just step in and occasionally pick the last apricot and be like, I've made apricot jam. Like having the time to do this kind of stuff, like I love cheese making, I love bread making. It takes time. You have to have
That's it
like
for
4 to 5 hours in a day to do any of these tasks, which is not conducive to a job.
me. Yeah, that's really what it is for me. I think the reason I keep romanticizing this type of thing is that I fantasize about having the time to do all these things, to make the cheese and to pick the fruit and to can the jam. Like it, the 40-hour work week is not conducive to that, but the fantasy is that and be not trad wife, but have the time to really take care of yourself, including everything that's going in your body.
I think that's what it is. It's really just the fantasy of self-care. We just kind of like put it in a foresty setting because you just, if there was a greenhouse on top of a New York City apartment, I think we would be just as happy. But
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
they do have this futuristic kind of skyscraper kind of thing. They convert skyscrapers into these vertical gardens. I can live on the 15th floor of a vertical skyscraper garden. Like I don't, with Central Park in the background, I would survive.
Absolutely.
Plus bagel delivery. I mean,
That
like
is
15-minute bagel delivery does not
and good
suck.
bagel.
A good bagel. I'm a New York bagel because
I'm gonna one up you and say a New Jersey bagel, sorry.
I would take either. I would take a tri-state bagel over. I would take a tri-state bagel. Even Connecticut has a couple. It's just what you're used to, I think, part of it. But also, we could, because if we have unlimited funds, we could have our own bagel making machine on the side kitchen, right next to the cheese kitchen, right next to the larder, right next to the buttery.
And import the water if we had to.
Well, I mean, if we have Evian coming through the tap, would I be critically upset.
It wouldn't be the same flavor.
No. We just need to get a retired bread maker from the tri-state area who can make our bagels and, like, breads and just, you know.
Not that I want to be a cult leader, but very often do I feel like I would end up leading a cult. Because, like, you know, take retired people, kind of like that restaurant in Staten Island with the retired grandmothers who, like, have a night or two where they cook and those are the meals they serve. Like, a retired baker or retired butcher, get somebody to apprentice them. Don't make them work full-time, but, like, they contribute to the community, plus people in the community commit to becoming the apprentice of, and you enjoy the benefits. My two favorite, like, pork stores, butcher shops, had to close because nobody wants to, like, apprentice as a butcher because nobody wants to be freezing, hacking meat for, you know, 8 to 12 hours a day. Before the art is gone, can we save it?
In our woods. In our cabin in the woods.
I also admit, like, you would love to sit by the fire and spin yarn. Like, A, this conversation 4 hours a night while spinning yarn, reading books, and like, oh no, we have to sort through the berries to make, like, the perfect, you know, like, whatever.
I'll tell you right now, I'm not on wool and yarn and knitting. Like, that skill did not come to me.
But with enough practice and 12 hours in a day.
Sure, but you're going to find me more in the kitchen and doing that sort of stuff. So I'll do cleaning and all, but I did not inherit that skill to want to knit and sew. It will be
and
a
that's fight. Why we have others. Like, work towards your skill set in the community. Like, a nice little section in the back for, like, the retired veterans who don't want to deal with people but will happily go forage whatever you tell them to forage for. Like, hi, we need 2 deer. Cool. We'll drop them off at your doorstep. We don't want to see you.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there are people who are just like, we hate people. We isolate, but we will gladly do this, that, or the other. Or, like, somebody who just wants to be the repair person for the compound kind of thing.
Okay.
Like, divide it into neighborhoods of, like, early people, late people, don't screw with me people, and, like, absolute isolationists who are like, just drop the bread at my doorstep and leave. In return, I will whittle all the spoons for the kitchen all year long.
If we could add in this fantasy a kiln, I will do glass.
Pottery?
I don't like pottery. That's you.
Oh, I'll make all the plates. I'll make all the plates and the cups and the pitchers. Everybody gets a personalized glug. Because hydration matters. In our compound, hydration matters. As a cult leader, I'm going to make sure as a compound supervisor, an elected, duly elected compound supervisor,
democracy
hydration is a focus of our, I hesitate to say compound, living experience.
There we go.
Commune.
I feel like commune gets tainted. Like, we just need to, again, but the more we reword it, the closer it gets to cults. And then it's like, but we really like your cult idea. But I'm like, I'm trying really hard in life not to become a cult leader. I'm trying really hard.
Private neighborhood.
Independent community.
Oh, that I can get behind. And I see.
So we have these fantasies, right?
And
delusions, yes.
We have spent no time thinking these through at all.
Not at all.
Absolutely not.
How do you guys, bar actually winning the lottery, how do you scratch the itch without actually having to move out somewhere?
I make butter.
There's that, yep. Making homemade butter.
We've done, Red and I have done the tiny houses in like the woods kind of thing. Like, there is a property in New York that we went to, and it's tiny homes. And you get, depending what size you're looking for, different house sizes. And everyone, you're in the woods, and there's like, you could see a house, but you're not like on top of hearing everybody necessarily. And this place had goats and sheep, and then they had chickens.
And a river.
And a river, yep. And they had a dog park for those people who had dogs to walk. and you are able to pick up 6 eggs each day from their chickens. And they had activities, and like on Friday nights, there was like a food truck, but like you were still like off the road that had like no lights. And within 15 minutes, you can get to a main road with stores. So that was a nice, like, make the s'mores, enjoy just not thinking your service was somewhat decent, actually, but just.
I worked from out there.
Oh, yeah, that's right, you did.
Yeah, you have great internet, you have great cell service. You're within 15 minutes of the main drag of the town, and it's like you've run away to the woods for a few days.
It's the silence.
I will set my GPS to not take highways and only take local roads. So you end up driving by all these like farm stands and whatever else, and you're just like, oh, trees and nature. Like, ah. Oh. Occasionally, all the neighbors use the Wi-Fi, and it gets really slow. So I like to pretend that's like what rural Wi-Fi looks like. So it's like, oh.
They jump on your Wi-Fi?
In the neighborhood during the beginning of COVID, when everybody was home, like everybody was on all day. So like the internet was just not up for that. So it took us like the first year to get like everybody once
The
again had high
infrastructure.
speed at noon.
Yeah. I like the idea of being slightly elevated. I don't necessarily have to be all the way up into the mountains because then that could have its own problems, but elevated enough so that should bad weather come, you're not in flood zone, an avalanche area. Like,
Okay, so pretty much every time we vacation together, we pick somewhere in the forest, usually in like an 18th century house
we
that
have
may
done
or may not have a
that.
butter churn in the kitchen.
We do have an MO. Like, let's not even. Actually, wait. Yeah.
We do. We
We
have a type. It's okay.
Have a vacation. I mean, we
We have a
upgraded
type.
to the idea of like a hot tub or a pool, or there
Yeah.
was one Airbnb upstate New York. It had a pizza oven. So
Wait.
like it was a day of making your own personal pizzas in the pizza oven, which dream come true, but also like
Why don't I remember that
carb
trip?
stick. That was not
Be
you.
that was, yeah.
That was the other people.
Got it.
I vacation with other people. I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's fine. That's fine.
In
It's
fairness, you guys do stuff without me too, so like,
that's
yeah.
fine. That's fine. I just didn't expect to put it on the call, and it hurt so much, and our listeners have to hear me going through the pain. It's okay. We're fine. We're good.
I'm sorry, what did you guys do last night without me? Oh, are we gonna bring up just friendship trauma now? Okay, see, in our future cabin, we will have to have the talking stick and the feeling circle, and that will be like a once a week community, the airing of the grievances.
We need an entertainment room.
I'm not saying cult, but I would just need you to check in and out of the compound so I know where you are at all times.
Independent community.
Community. But by the time we hit retirement age, like the villages in Florida, not that we would move to Florida, but like a lot of these retirement communities are going to be available. So, like, we could end up just creating our own communities in what used to be like the villages, which will eventually become a ghost town because no other generation has that many people.
Definitely not hot. I need four seasons.
Oh no, definitely not Florida in general, but like there's got to be one in, I don't know, Nantucket like that. Like there's got to be a Maine
Don't
senior
need four
community.
seasons. I honestly, I'd be happy in like San Diego.
Nope.
Se
No,
75 and sunny
nowhere
all the
the
time.
ground shakes without my, like, the
No.
earth shakes when I want it to in the bedroom and at no other time. Those are my rules about terra
It's so
firma. Like,
expensive out there too. No. Hard pass.
But there is some family on TikTok. They bought like a 4-H or a Boy Scouts camp and they converted it into like a family
Well,
compound.
that'd be
Like, we could
cool.
take over a Boy Scouts camp and then just douse it in holy water.
I mean, obviously, but
There's also some, I want to say they're in Texas. A family built a compound. Everybody has like a house on an acre, but then like they own the 20 acres collectively. So it's, they're residential homes in a residential property, but it's like your neighbors are only your family. But then they
I'm
have like golf carts in between everybody's houses. So it's like, hi, I'm carting my way to you now.
that works.
Yeah.
Oh, do we
So
not
is it?
necessarily need a library there, like a library reading room?
So the other day I went to an auction pickup, and it was all these tiny homes, and they were emptying out one of the barns of all the items. That's the auction items they were selling. So I got all these glass jugs for winemaking or mead making. Oh, there's another one. I make mead. I was absolutely sure Well-Read was going to run away to this place because they're emptying the barn to create a community library. And then the other barn will eventually be like a studio workspace. So everybody in their tiny homes would have community access to the library and the studio. But it's just this pile in this middle of the farmland. It's just this pile of tiny homes. And I was like,
Yeah.
Well-Read is going to run away to this place. Like, good news
Actually,
is
my
it's not
dream.
far from us, but like I've never been more sure in my life. I know exactly where she's going to run away to.
I don't mind the little home feel for like a day or two, but then I feel claustrophobic.
I am too tall for tiny homes. Like it's great for you little Oompa Loompas, but like there is not a tiny home built for a 6-footer. Like they're just the
Oh,
beds are all 5'8". I'll go clinically insane.
like we're like 5'3" women. We're like she's 5'10", I'm 5'9". Like, calm
Tiny,
down.
tiny, minuscule.
Maybe you're just too tall.
I mean, look, I did everything I could to stop it. So, you know, maybe I should have been 6'7", except for all the caffeine and the.
So yeah, no, I think after a while I get a little claustrophobic feeling in that. Like I need breathable space.
I think it depends on the tiny house. Like some of them are very open and very light filled, and they seem a lot bigger than they actually are.
Some of them are very glass, and I was like, you need to choose your neighbors in this house because this is like it's beautiful because it's all glass. I'm like, I don't think you've thought through like the sun flares that are going to come through and bake you every morning, but also you end up with a tiny home creeper neighbor. So many curtains are going to be in your future.
You know, I think the for tiny homes, it depends on the layout of it.
I also think of the three of us, you're most likely to be a hobbit.
Yes, that is absolutely the truth.
You are Bilbo Baggins. You miss your books.
I
I'm
did
more
rent
Frodo.
a. I want to run away sometimes. There's an Airbnb in California that's a hobbit house. I rented it once. It was actually glorious. I'm not even gonna lie. I was like, oh, I get the appeal now. There's an outdoor toilet. The only toilet in the house is outdoors. So you have to like look
No.
over this valley. It's actually really cool.
I imagine it would be cool, and I can do without that.
Yeah, you don't
I
get
can
that
have a
until you like
window.
have to poop in a warm rain shower, and then you're like, I didn't know this was something I needed in my life, but you're
No.
sitting on an outdoor toilet in a warm rain shower, and you're like, I didn't know this was something that would speak to my heart.
It does not. I'll tell you right
Nope.
now, it does not.
Does not. Not even a little bit.
At no point have I thought,
I'll put a nice big window in the bathroom
Yeah,
and
I'll put
point
it
it
there.
away from everybody.
Correct.
Uh-oh. So apparently our getaways would be slightly different. But also maybe you guys don't want to face your tiny home windows towards my tiny home bathroom.
Maybe again, hence the independent community.
Independent community.
And lots of trees in the area.
All right, so what's the downside? The reality of, besides the fact that you guys would get to see me poop on my outdoor toilet in the middle of a warm rain shower.
I'm good though.
I think some of the downsides of living away from everybody else is the lack of convenience. Like it, you know, if you're out in the middle of the woods somewhere, you might have to drive an hour to pick up basic groceries. And then go further, even further afield for the more pressing stuff, depending.
Which means you have to plan better.
Which means you have to plan out an entire day to go collecting the supplies that you need in order to run this place. Varmints.
Oh no. We know how
Varmints.
I feel about them. That would be, we would have to monitor me and my like access to rat poison because I'm cool with you in nature. The second you hit my property line, you become an enemy.
No, it's not the property line. It's when they come, and it could be possibly within the house, I think. Because I think you'd be okay if the animals were far off, as long as they weren't possibly going to interfere coming into your house,
It's true.
spraying,
Like once you pass the concrete barrier is, yeah.
or eating your berries. I
Like
know,
a
I get
deer, the
rage
way
here.
those supermodel little prancers look at you as they just devour your garden. Venison jerky. Zero regrets. Zero
Wow.
regrets.
So vicious. You may want to work
Everybody's like,
on
she's so
her.
nice. I'm like, you have no
You
idea.
don't know how she gets about her berries. I think having to eat, there's more of a need to prep for what if happens. I have a friend who lives in the mountains, and during the winter months, there's like the leading up that they don't have access there. Her block, those people don't have access to town water. They have well water. So when they lose power, they can't get water. So going into the winter months, they have to have jugs of water on in the house ready to go should they lose power, and alternate, heating sources and options of that. So there's that kind of prep that you need to do going into certain times of the year.
What's the movie with Diane Keaton? She moves to Vermont, falls in love with like local vet, but then ends up like starting her own baby food empire.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Like her
Baby
well
boom.
runs out of, there you go, like
Baby
her
boom.
well runs out of water. She's not tied to the main line, and absolutely everything is like, oh, it's going to be like $30,000 and 2 years before we can do this, that, and the other.
Yep.
But it's also like you're going to be the last ones plowed out. So even if you're prepped, even if you have heat, even if you have everything.
In fairness, you probably would have your own plow. In those type of situations, people normally have their own plow
Are
to.
you volunteering for plow duty?
I wouldn't mind.
Oh, I would. I know.
I
On a
mean,
snowy day, all I want to
it's
do is sit home
well.
on a couch. Like no part of me wants to interact with, like once it's plowed and beautiful, I will interact with snow.
I've done it before. I don't necessarily like it, but I could.
You've driven a plow?
Driven a plow? No, I meant like just plow thing. But for the, I haven't needed to drive or have a plow like on my car, but I would in this situation. We're in the fantasy, damn it, tall girl. We are there
Well,
and
if we're in the fantasy, Farm Boy John is plowing us out.
hell, if we're in the fantasy, I'm putting heating in the driveway to help melt things and
That's
have
true.
the driveway on a turn on an angle so that the water runs off to the side and down and away from the house. But otherwise, in this situation, if I'm living in the woods, I recognize that I would need to have some kind of truck also for taking things. So you might not always get like garbage twice in a week or recycling taken twice a week. So you might need to bring stuff down to centers. So you need a pickup truck with a plow.
So a 60-mile heated driveway with collection at the bottom of it, with a robot that takes our garbage out, but also separates out the compost from the recycling from the non-renewable trash.
We don't need the robot to do all that. We still need to do some stuff. My goodness.
No, we can step in when we want to, but otherwise it's programmed to do it for us, so we don't fall
So that
behind.
we can focus on the baking and the gardening.
Yes.
My cousin lives on top of a mountain, and for the longest time they were up there and did not have decent internet. It was only satellite internet, and the it was often slower than dial-up. So that That's one of the
So think of
downfalls.
this back to 1990s.
Yeah.
My God, if they could just like give us the AOL, you got mail.
Would have
Like
been
one of the
faster.
TikTok trends. The TikTok trend that bothers me is like hashtag van life, because they took this beat up 1960s Beetle, but then, like they put in $100,000 of improvement. Like, who has $100,000 for van improvements? But then they also have like the full Starlink system on the roof. So it's like, your van is now worth more than my house. And you're like, hashtag van life. I'm like, is that a custom made espresso maker? Like, If you get that sponsored, please.
that is not van life. That is like, oh, we camp in a parking lot at a local business. You mean your dad's car dealership and you guys are in the back corner lot with access to the bathroom? Oh, van life. How hard. Like, I like the idea of van life, but like having to empty my own toilet twice a week from a bucket, like dumping it into whatever, like,
Yeah.
Yeah, lack of access to plumbing.
Yeah,
That's
that's a good one. But
a
also, it's
big
like a
one.
bit sketch. Like you're parking in a Walmart parking lot. Like that's not necessarily safe or secure.
Oh, I haven't even thought about security. We'll just have lasers at our independent community.
I'm sorry, we have lasers now?
We have security lasers.
Apparently, yeah.
Can we have just like what are they? What animal is it that's like attack geese or like ostriches?
Do you know they actually do? There's a prison, I think it's in China or something. They do have geese because the geese are like more protective and louder. So outside of the barbed wire, there is this community of geese that they have raised because the geese rat out anybody who tries to sneak by them.
Get those, and then you get some livestock dogs that just live outside
Well, we
and
have like the Irish wolfhounds, like the really big dogs that you couldn't
I've
possibly.
always wanted an Irish wolfhound. I want an Irish wolfhound and a Bengal cat.
Okay.
Bengal cat is like 4 feet tall.
We're gonna have to win the lottery like 19 times, and they're all gonna have to
Am
be.
aware. I don't ask for much in terms of my living space, but I do ask for a lot in terms of my animals.
To any of our listeners, if you just happen to be a trillionaire without anybody to leave your estate to, just
We take donations.
we
That's
would
what
take
we're
your
that's all.
donations. If you happen to have a Vermont village that you have nothing better to do with, like let us know. We would lovingly care for it.
We are not restricted to the US either.
Correct.
We have
No, that's
discussed
true.
villages in Spain or Italy. We think Ireland's weather-wise, even though there's usually more rain, more rain throughout the year, it also doesn't get overly hot or cold. So we're down with that too. So we do not discriminate of just being in the US.
In fact, if you're outside the US, you probably have better chances of us being interested.
I always have some place here, but
We want so little from our listeners except, like an international compound, tax-free.
we have two. We get to have our woods in Maine, Vermont, New York, wherever that, we're going there. And then we have our international, our IIC, International Independent Compound.
I feel like that point we start charging membership fees, that gets weird.
We build, it's our own HOA kind of vibe. We contribute money to it.
No HOA.
I'm starting to understand why cults are like, just bring us your life savings and, a pair of Nikes.
A shroud.
Like, how quickly we are slipping into, like, it'll be great. It will be great when you're here. Just bring us all your money and your village or your, like, medieval castle in somewhere, some obscure corner of Italy.
I just like to point out that you're the one who keeps bringing up the whole cult.
Cult thing.
The redder I have said that. That's all you, Boo.
Yeah, I
I
have
feel I'm being
no.
the most honest out of us.
It's not even crossed my mind to have a cult because that defeats the whole point of this going into a cabin.
So we're just gonna have people show up and join us and let chaos reign, and we're just gonna be like, no, cool. Put your stuff exactly where you want to put it.
You can
That's
have
fine.
rules without becoming a religion.
Oh no, not a religion. Just like, you know, don't put trash in your front yard or the Hale-Bopp comet is coming for you. Like, just a slight impending threat of community organization. If you're going to be able to join my peaceful place, you're not going to be able to fuck it up. There need to be consequences.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
I really, really, really want my peace and other people, just people who obey basic human decency rules.
Okay.
Look,
Or
we
just if
can
you're a really good
found our
baker but a jerk, it's fine.
we can have a town constitution or something like that. There will be rules, there will be consequences. It's just, you know.
Can we set up our own government?
Rule number one, don't
Oh,
be an asshole.
oh, it's true.
Well, now, okay, listen, calm. I don't know. I might need to be in my own here because you two are getting a little out of control.
Why? Because I said you can't be an asshole?
No, because
I
now
feel like that could
that
be the only rule and we would be good.
is the main role. No, now we're talking about a government. She keeps talking about a cult. My God, like I just want
Look.
out in the woods.
Like, you wouldn't like to organize at all. Hey, I bring you my independent community and a list of 44 rules. Would you like to schedule some of this for us?
Seriously.
Yeah, your face says I would like to spread chart that.
I would, but I don't want to have. I would organize it because you came to me with it, not because I necessarily believe we need to do it. And I would also try to consolidate and see do we actually need a cheese committee?
Yes,
Okay,
yes.
logically,
What? Yes.
here's the thing. Here's the thing. Logically, right?
We don't do logic well here.
I do. You two don't.
True.
So, if we were to have this independent community with things like animals and garden plots and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, there would be chores that needed to be done daily, weekly, monthly, et cetera. So, we would need some kind of rule of order
Yeah, but
to actually do those things.
that's fine, but we don't necessarily need a government.
I didn't say government.
The
I
You have to admit, my cult would be fun. If
Oh,
nothing else, it would be
it's
wildly
true.
entertaining.
Jesus. And then we
The
start
attire would be
having.
loose and flowy, like with an emphasis on hydration and rest and mental wellness. Like, you'll be the most cared for cult members ever.
My God, we'd be into like color-coded clothing.
Like, there would be a cheese
Oh,
ceremony, a chocolate ceremony.
a tea ceremony.
It's true. It's true.
We do love a tea ceremony.
Oh, we would make our own wine. Free unfettered access to the independent community booze closet.
Rules. Rules
What?
around booze.
You don't want any booze, Miss Gin
No,
and Tonic?
no,
I
no,
mean,
no,
like, I'm
no,
gonna need a gin and
no. Did I
tonic.
say
Like,
that? I said no. I just said rules around booze.
such
Like,
as.
if rule number one is don't be an asshole, rule number two is don't drink to the point where you're an asshole.
I'm a friendly drunk. I love people more when I drink. If anything, the cult would only get better the more I drink.
And I don't do it often, so I'm allowed to have a moment.
So basically, to get into our cult, we're going to need to get you hammered and see how you react. And
Yeah.
then we're going to need to put you through a cheese flight trial to see if you're worthy.
Yeah.
And then if you're like a super dark chocolate person, we might have to put you out on the outskirts of town. But if you have knitting skills, you can probably move into the second neighborhood.
Wait. We're okay with dark chocolate. What you two like dark
I'm
chocolate?
okay with dark chocolate,
The
yeah.
super dark bitter stuff? Like
Yeah.
the 90%?
Now, that's not me, but that's her. What does it matter what flavor level of bitter chocolate we like?
I wonder about those people. Like the 90%ers that for baking, yes. For daily consumption, I wonder.
I'm sorry.
We've wandered off the plot, guys. I'm really sorry about
What?
that. But the plot is still in the woods.
We have a rich fantasy life about running away, which apparently goes off the rails a lot. So it's probably better we are tied to our daily 9-to-5s in suburbia, in the cities.
That's right.
Correct.
For the
safety of humanity, it's probably better if we have to be locked down to a desk for a few hours a day.
That is probably right. And for our own mental well-being. All right. Well, on that note, I think we need to wrap this up.
But we'll keep the dream alive in our heads.
Yeah.
Well, that's really all that matters. Okay. That's it for episode 19. If you're dreaming of moving to the woods, maybe start with a weekend trip.
And if you already moved, we salute you. Please send us sourdough recipes and a Wi-Fi password.
If you like this, subscribe, review, or send it to a friend who keeps forwarding you Zillow links for questionable cabins.
It was a cabin.
Notice how quickly they jumped to guilt.
If you get your creepy cabin, I get my independent community.
Oh, good lord.
Okay. But until then, stay sensible.
Or embrace the chaos.
Obviously both.
Woo! We went off the rails.